Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 all you entertainment holics out there in Radio Land. It is time yet again for another thrilling, exciting installment of Hold the Fuck On While I Put My PIN Code in My Phone. Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. Coming at you live each and every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, only on LA Talk Radio Channel 1. For our Hispanic sistren and brethren all around the world, that's numero uno. I don't know how to say the Jenny's Real Talk on the Block part, so fuck that shit. Anyway, someone say the part I can say. Anyway, we're here at LA Talk Radio Studios in Sherman Oaks, California. It's fucking raining. It's not normal for here, but we'll take it because gives the firefighters a break.
Right.
Well, so many fucking fires, you know what I mean? Including up by the Getty Center and stuff, so got to have it, you know what I mean? But we're here every Wednesday, 3 to 4. That's 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for all my East Coast family, because I am from Maine. So I'm not a Cali native. Even if I say I am. I'm just kidding. we got a great band calling in. Real quick, just letting you know, we're syndicated on the following: iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, TuneIn, Spreaker, YouTube, SoundCloud, Sonos, Amazon, Alexa, Deezer, Radio Line, Stitcher, Podbean, Spotify, and Blog Talk Radio. And God only knows where the fuck else. But we got a band calling in right now. Actually, it's Aitla. Is this Eric Aitla?
This is Eric Aitla.
Aitla? Good, how are you? This is a heavy metal band from back east. My buddy Joel from Blank TV set this up. So thanks. Shout out to Joel. Oh, what's up?
What's up?
And Eric.
Hey, thanks, Joel. Hey,
what's up, Eric? Hell yeah. Joel's the man. I'm telling you what.
Joel is the man.
Blank TV. So where are you calling in from there, Eric?
I'm calling in from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Raleigh, North Carolina. We love it.
Yeah.
We love it. Good stuff. Back east. We love back east. Always a good thing. So how's the weather out there?
Cold.
God,
but not as cold as it is in other places.
Oh, that's true, yeah. Right. Okay, so we know the name of the band's Aitla. They're heavy metal, like classic
heavy
metal, right? And why don't you introduce yourself? I know you're Eric Aitla. You play. What do you do in the band? And then mention the other members of the band and what they do.
Well, like you said, I'm Eric. The band is Aitla. I'm the lead singer and the guitar player. It's a power trio. I also have Ali Lugo. He plays bass. And we have Gary Zeus Smith. He is the drummer.
Hell yeah. It's very rare you get to see a heavy metal band that's a three-piece. You know, like Primus is more like alternative-y, and they're three-piece. And then Rush is a three-piece, but they're like, you know, like rock, classic
yeah,
rock.
Yeah, power trio.
That's what I'm saying. You don't usually see that in a metal band. I like that.
I can tell you I never wanted to be in just a three-piece, but unfortunately musicians are so hard to work with. It's out of it's out of necessity because...
Preach.
I'm serious, right?
It's out of necessity.
I would love to have a band with two guitar players or... a band where I wasn't singing, like if we found a singer. Over the years, I figured out simplicity is the easiest thing when it comes to a band. We have a very full sound. People come to see us and can't believe we're a three-piece because, you know, we just fill the sound out. So
that's cool,
just
though.
Keep it simple.
No, that's good. Sometimes simple is better. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
How long ago did you start the band?
Well, I mean, the band, obviously, you know, the band is my last name, but it was never meant to be a solo project. So the very genesis of the band was actually in the 90s when I was stationed in the military in Holland. Had a band for a couple years, played around. After I left the military, I had to leave Holland, unfortunately, and I sort of put the band on the back burner, and my goal was to actually just, you know, write songs under that moniker of Aitla as kind of a side project for myself and be in other bands collaboratively. And as again, as I learned over the years, musicians basically suck and are hard to work with.
There's
no joke, right? Eric
tells it like it is.
Songs can identify with that.
That's why I love talking to Eric, because he tells it like it fucking is. He's East Coast. Exactly. We tell it
so
like it is.
About 10 years ago, maybe 12 years ago, I decided I'm just going to focus on the Aitla brand, so to speak.
Right.
And, you know, 2009 was the first album. And then we've had albums, I've released albums as, you know, first two albums were basically kind of more just myself. And then starting in the third album in 2014, it was a full band.
Nice.
And so we've been, you know, we just released the fifth full-length album, False Pretenses, on September 6th via Curtain Call Records.
Hell yeah, exactly. Cool. Curtain Call Records from my buddy John Joseph Coons. Owner of Rock Rage Radio, motherfuckers, where I'm intoxicating my other radio show back on that network.
Oh, that'd be great.
I've just kind of been, I've got so many fucking projects, dude. You know what I mean? We'll talk about that another time, Eric. Someday when we bring you the fuck out here to the West Coast, you know what I mean? And when I bring bands out there, you know what I'm saying? I got perfect band to play with you guys when they go out to the East Coast. All right. Now, obviously, this is not the original lineup of the band. So, okay. How long is this the lineup you have right now, how long has that been a thing?
Well, Gary's been the drummer since 2012. Mm-hmm. And then Ollie just joined the band earlier this year.
Okay, right. Mm-hmm. I remember you said, what, March or April or something like that.
Around
something
April,
like
so I hope this is the forever lineup. This is the best lineup Aitla's ever have. Another thing bands can identify with: bass players are the most difficult musician to find and work with. They usually always have some kind of issue, whether it be girlfriends, drugs, alcohol, flakiness. Ollie is the best bass player by far, and he's one of the best players in Raleigh. So I'm happy he's on board. And you know, this is the forever lineup until Aitla no longer exists, in my opinion.
Right. And I know you've said you've toured some, and obviously you did Holland back in the day. Have you done some other tours, and what would you say would be like your favorite one?
Well, I mean, we've gone on a couple 10-day European tours. I mean, Europe is always fun. They seem to be more into metal and more into buying merch. As well.
Totally, I agree. From America.
Right. So, you know, definitely going to Europe is a highlight. We're working on some stuff right now to hopefully go back to Europe either sometime this year or in 2021. But that's definitely on the agenda.
Sweet. That's going to be awesome.
So, and, Eric, who were your influences growing up?
Well, I mean, you know, I'm around, you know, the late 40s mark. So, you know, obviously I was a teenager in the
80s. Right.
So anything that when metal was really up and coming, right?
Metallica, Megadeth.
Sabbath, even all the hair metal bands of the early and the mid 80s. Anything of that era is really, you know, kind of mixed in. Obviously the Metallica and the Megadeth. So, you know, all that is kind of mixed in the soup of what I call Aitla. Because we're not, you know, I call it heavy metal. Some people say, hey, I hear one song and it sounds sludgy or doomy, or I hear one song and it's more thrashy. I just write organically and whatever comes out, comes out. So, you know, I don't identify with one genre other than metal.
Right. That's nice. Cool. So that can spread your horizons, you know, wider audience.
Right.
Now, I'm going to play one of your songs before we go over to our guest in the studio, Band of Family.
Which song do you want me to play
out of the ones you sent me? Which one do you want me to play today?
Black Coffin was the first single from the album, and it's, I think, a pretty good representation of what the band sounds like.
Okay.
Even though, if you, again, for your audience, you go check out the band, you'll hear different influences in different songs, but I'm partial to Black Coffin. It's got a great video, too. It's very 70s grindhouse kind of feel.
Okay, for our listeners, the band is spelled A-I-T-T-A-L-A, not to be confused with Attila.
Right.
That's another funny story. We'll talk about another time, but yeah.
Well, I have some Attila stories, but I mean, if your listeners, you go to, like Jen mentioned, AITTALA.com is a good jump off site. We still have the .com. We keep it up to date. You can find links to our Facebook, our YouTube, our Instagram, and our Twitter. Sweet. Those are all Aitla Music, but just go to the Aitla.com and you can find all those, or search us on Google. Almost every link on the first three or four search pages is going to be about the band.
Right. Well, thank you so much, Eric Aitla from Aitla, the metal band, for calling in from Raleigh, North Carolina. Thank you so much. I'm going to play Black Coffin when we hang up. And thank you.
Thank you.
Well, and I'm going to be featuring this on my other show. And you will be on iHeartRadio and all kinds of places. So
yeah.
Yay.
Definitely. That's great.
All right. Thank you so much, Eric. Jen. I'm going to play this.
Okay.
Bye, dude. Right. Peace out.
Rock on.
Bye-bye.
Fuck yeah, that was Eric Aitla. Here, let's play Black Coffin from Aitla, the heavy metal band from North Carolina. Boom. When we come back, Band of Family from Bakersfield, California.
Yeah.
Boom. Anyway, we're back. We're here with Band of Family.
Yeah.
From Bakersfield, California.
661.
661. The 661.
The 661.
Represent. Right. Yep. I'm just kidding. Just
Bakersfield.
Kidding.
Over the grapevine.
Over the grapevine. Was there snow?
No, not today. Saturday it was gnarly, but today it was
yeah, it was all right. It snowed up in fucking what? It snowed up in Lancaster, Palmdale-ish, whatever.
Right, or something. All weekend.
Was it up that way
there.
Towards yeah. you two? You guys are up that way, right?
Over the grapevine, yeah. So yeah, past right? Santa Clarita.
I'm trying to remember.
Up over the hill.
You're on the way to Vegas,
the fire, right?
No, you take. It's like on the way to Fresno.
It's not on the way to Vegas.
It's in between LA and Fresno.
No, Vegas.
No, Vegas.
Mm.
Vegas
What's
would
that
be like
one
Barstow.
In Vegas? Oh, Barstow.
Barstow. That's another shithole town.
I'm thinking
we're
of
not
Barstow.
As shitty as Barstow.
Now, I've heard of Bakersfield. I just don't think.
Come
I've
on, Korn.
Ever been there?
Our boys in Edema on tour right now. Right,
know, look,
Bakersfield.
I'm buddies with David Silveria, ex drummer for Korn. So
right,
I
Bakersfield.
Know. He fucking rocks.
Anyway. What's his band now? Corten.
Bias. It was Corten, but Corten split up, and I don't know what happened to Corten. If they went off and became something or whatever, I don't know what happened with them. I just know the main two dudes. You know, David Silveria and my buddy Joe Tayback. Joe Tayback, what's up, motherfucker? I love those guys. Bias, yeah, no. Bias is badass. They are fucking really badass.
David's a huge, huge inspiration of mine.
Yeah,
I mean,
he's amazing.
Yeah,
he really is. He's a fucking powerhouse.
Yeah.
He's got all ripped up. He's all those fucking muscles and shit.
Yeah, he's jacked right
Lead
now.
Lead singer's this amazing, like, jacked up, like, muscular Asian dude. Like, man, they are badass. Bias is just really.
Yeah, I saw their video.
They're
sick.
A fucking powerhouse.
They're super good.
I would love to take them on tour. This is my
We'd
tour
love to
lineup.
Play with them. How about that?
My tour lineup is, I'm trying to get, it's Orgy is the headliner.
You know, Ryan Shuck from Orgy is singing for Edema now.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's he's an old school like Orgy from the
he's
original.
He's like
lineup,
original lineup. Orgy,
no,
yeah.
I know them as they have been since 2013 or 2012.
Oh, no. He's an original member.
Like,
yeah.
I know all the new lineup. I never met the old lineup except for Jay.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I love Jay. I'm friends with Jay and his dad, Lou, and you know what I mean? We love those guys. They're some amazing people, and we're really proud to be friends with all of them.
Nice,
you know,
nice guys.
Creighton, you know, shout out to Jay Gordon, Lou Gordon, shout out to Nick Speck, shout out to Carlton Emmerich, Creighton Emmerich, Carlton Bost, shout out to my friend Erica Vincent, their amazing photographer. And all the guys. Well, it's a range of different. Well, who they got right now? Trying to think of his name. Voorhees, Martin.
Church of Voorhees.
Martin Voorhees, I think is his name. He's their like the newest drummer that they've had. But shout out to Ryan Brown. Shout out to all the guys who've been in the band. You know, Ilya Yordanov. All the different guys you know been in there the last few years. Shout out to all of you. Shout out to Joey. What's up, Joey? Joey's their right-hand person. He, like, takes stuff on and off stage.
So he's their leisure suit.
He's their all. He's awesome.
Okay.
Joey's badass. But, yeah. It's great times. But, yeah, we could get you on some of their Southern California tour or something.
Sick,
or
man.
Whatever.
We'd be honored.
I want to take him to, like, Arizona and, like, you know, other places.
Right.
Obviously San Fran, where they're from. So. San Fran, but end here in LA.
It all starts and ends right back here in LA.
Because they live here now. But band, talk about Band of Family. What are we talking about now? You said you have a shithole.
Well, introduce yourselves.
Bakersfield. Yes, introduce yourselves. Let's go from I guess right to left or left to right. Yeah.
My name is
Well,
Paul.
You got to start over there.
Oh yeah.
We got to start with Barney.
Who are we missing?
This is Andrew Barnett, aka Barnes, aka Agent Barnes.
Okay,
he's the newest addition. He's our bass player.
He's the bass player.
He's about 7'9".
I think he's a solid 8 feet tall.
Yeah,
Jesus, Ties.
But he's about 6'4", and he is this awesome thing to see when he's on stage. He's got this massive head of hair that's just rocking all.
Now, has he played any of the shows?
He played his first show with us on Sunday, last Monday night.
Okay, so
we opened up for I Set My Friends on Fire up in Fresno.
Oh no, shit!
Yeah,
damn. I haven't seen him play with you.
You haven't seen him yet, but you will on Sunday.
Oh yes, right,
right.
Fuck yeah, Sunday.
And then Jackson Barnes is myself, Paul. I'm the singer. Paul's the front man. I don't like the term singer because, you know, I like the term front man.
I love the t-shirt. Fuck yeah. Dr. Teeth and the Electric Mayhem. God, I love them. Janice. Everybody see.
I love the Muppets Band.
I like to channel Janice once in a while. She's badass. And for any of you who've never watched the fucking Muppets, go watch the goddamn Muppets.
Culture yourselves.
Culture yourselves. And, of course,
Ted Williams. I play drums.
Named after a famous baseball player.
You know, funny
from
story.
From the Boston Red Sox, who I love.
Right? The splendid splinter.
I'm New England.
Ted Williams, and then I have a little brother named Matt Williams, right? Played for the Giants.
Right, yeah.
Wrong. Wrong. My dad's a rock and roll guitar player.
That's fucking awesome.
I'm named Ted for Ted Nugent.
Okay, gotcha.
And my brother's named Matthias for Matthias from the Scorpions.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Yeah, so.
Fuck yeah. I love the Scorpions.
Ted and Matt Williams, baseball names, but really secretly named after rock guitarists.
Yeah, no, but yeah, as soon as you said Matthias, I was like, fuck yeah, Scorpions.
Yeah, that's what that's so we're the rock family.
And
so your dad still play?
Yeah, he still plays.
All right.
Yeah, he gets down, man.
We got our last amazing member.
I am Canyon. I get to play guitar for this amazing band.
Yay! Guitarist.
My favorite guitar player.
Yeah,
thank guitarists you. Guitarists are awesome.
Plus, he looks fucking cool. He looks like a goddamn rock guitar player.
You're a fucking rock guy, Canyon. He looks like a singer. Yeah, man, if you haven't seen them, come out to our show.
Thank you.
On Sunday. This Sunday at the Five Star Bar, shout out to Mark Cordova, owner of the Five Star Bar. Shout out to Kyoko, our favorite bartender.
Right.
And all the other wonderful bartenders that worked there. It was so many. It's like 4, 5, 6, 7. I don't know. It's too many.
We always see the same one there when we go. The one that looks Kyoko. Like Fiona from fucking Shameless.
Kyoko.
Yeah,
Kyoko Cole.
Fiona.
Kyoko Cole. What's up? Yeah, she's our favorite. Yeah, she always hooks us the fuck up. Beer, free beers.
Yeah,
beers and more beers. Well, we're the promoters.
I like that.
Why not?
Yeah. Trickle down economics, and then we get free beer.
I like to throw concerts. Well, I figure I got to pay the fucking sound dude.
Right.
I better get some fucking free alcohol. I got to pay them money and stuff.
It's the only bar I ever drink Rolling Rock at, you know?
I fucking love Rolling
Rock. I do, too. I'm like, hey, I'm
Rolling
happy to
Rock
accept this.
And the PBR.
Right.
I love both of those beers, so I'm okay. It's wicked awesome.
The mane just came out of you right now.
Wicked awesome.
Yeah.
It's wicked awesome. Everybody's like, where the fuck are you from? We can't place you. Good. Anyway, now everybody knows they play rock. You know, so
right.
You know,
very,
like,
very
you
good.
Know,
these guys
like,
are good.
How would you say just like standard classic like rock? Not like
we're,
what would you say? I mean, it's
we struggle with this because we don't.
It's hard to place you guys. You're not metal for sure. Definitely not metal. We have elements of metal. I thought hard rock. You know what I'm saying?
I'd say it's like more. We're leaning more towards like hard rock, and now
like
we're kind of
AC/DC hard rock, like more. You know what I mean? You got more. You know what I'm saying?
It's out front. It's in your face.
Yeah.
You know. You know me. I come from a metal background.
Yeah.
I played in metal bands my whole life.
Right.
So you know, I approach the drum set. Like a metal drummer.
You do. You play hard. You play hard.
You know. So it takes us. You know, from what. If you had just like, you know, a guy that's just, you know, four on the floor, you know, just kind of back there keeping time, you know, we'd probably be more of a standard rock band.
Mm.
But we, you know, we are more aggressive because we do play a little, you know, the chops are a little heavier.
Yeah.
And then plus Canyon's shreddy.
Yeah.
I mean, this dude on every fucking song, he's shredding, you know?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's hard to not.
The solos are amazing.
Yeah. It's, you know, so it's, you know, we've got the big drums, we've got the big guitar solos. But, you know, we don't have screaming vocals. You know, Paul kind of takes a more classic. approach to, you know,
I like that better. I can understand what the fuck he's saying.
He's singing, we're not screaming. So it's, you know, it's a lot of the music can border on metal, but we never kind of cross that line because, you know, vocally we kind of stay in that rock genre.
That's why I said you're more like hard rock.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like an AC/DC kind of like balls to the wall, hit you in the face, but at the same time you're not crossing that line into metal.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You're like right there on the edge, but you're not like, right, you haven't gone over.
Which I feel we need that, you know, there's rock's kind of dead right now. I feel
I disagree. I a lot of people seem to say that shit, but look at all the channels they have for rock music. Look how many people go to concerts still. Look how many, like, I mean, like the big concerts. If you look at
you go
big
see
concerts,
Tool or something, you know, they're huge.
They didn't play for a long time. And they didn't have a new album for fucking 15 goddamn fucking years.
13 years. 13 years they went without
an
album.
It was a long fucking time.
I don't think it would have mattered, though. I mean, they'll sell out an arena anytime.
Well, yeah, it's fucking Tool.
It's Tool, yeah.
I mean, goddamn, it's fucking Tool. How could you, you know, if they didn't sell out something or close to it, I mean, Jesus Christ.
Great song.
They're amazing. But I think you guys could easily play with a band like Tool.
That's like, you know, we were talking about this on the way down. We're like, man, if we went on tour, like our dream tour, and it's like all of us at the same time, we're like, oh, man, we'd have to play with Tool, you know?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Unanimously, it's like Tool.
Yeah, that's why you want to get on stuff with bands that you're kind of like.
Right.
Or could play well with, you know? You know what I mean? It's hard, like, you don't want to put... Okay, here's a good example. You don't want to put Mariah Carey at a Marilyn Manson concert.
No. not going to jive.
Do you see what I'm saying? It's two totally different like oil and water.
I kind of feel like most of the
different fucking genres. Why would you put them together? It makes no fucking sense. You'd... Punk rock and metal can go well together. Hard rock and punk or hard rock and metal, certain genres can meld and still sound okay together.
Right.
But, you know what I'm saying? But certain things just are not going to go well.
Death metal and Christmas music.
Yeah, I would not put...
Let's go.
I would not like to see a folk singer with a fucking screamo metal band or a death metal band or some shit. It's just weird.
Right.
We did that one time. It was weird. I just need to fill a spot, and I promise one of my buddies. I promise one of my buddies. All the other bands were either punk rock or metal or something that could go well together. Hard rock, something. But God damn it, I was like, okay. I did my friend a favor, and the guy sounded amazing. I'm not saying he didn't. He sounded amazing. Jeff Gold.
He's
amazing.
Right.
He really is a good singer. He's an amazing folk singer. He sounded it was beautiful. Really was, but. It didn't go well with the aesthetic of the night.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying?
Do you know the band Dead Letter Circus?
He brought a lot of people, though.
Have you heard the band Dead Letter Circus from Australia?
I've heard of them. I don't know if I've
super
heard
super proggy. They're kind of like, have you heard Carnival?
Yeah.
So they're kind of in that ilk, you know, kind of Tool-ish, you know, progressive
cool.
and stuff. But they had Dead Letter Circus open for Periphery and Born of Osiris. The crowd couldn't have been more disinterested. And me and my buddy went, and we were there for Dead Letter Circus. I mean, we've seen Periphery and Born of Osiris a million times, but Dead Letter Circus never comes here. Totally the wrong tour to be on. The crowd couldn't have been more disinterested because it's like those are, you know, it's a bunch of metal guys, and then this is like not metal. You know, so it just didn't work, you know, and it's sad when you see an artist performing and they're really good, but they're just not on the right stage, you know?
Now, how long you guys been a band? Like, when did you... Who started the band? Like, who formed it? Like, you know, there's always one person that or two people that just went, hey, let's make a band. And then, and when did that be... And when did it happen? The Big Bang Theory. When did it happen?
I'll take this one. so, originally, it was me and Canyon, and it was a guitar-drummer duo. I was playing the drums. Canyon's on the guitar, of course. And we... gotten about three singers together, wrote albums just to have them not want to do it anymore for whatever reasons. Too hard, family, other commitments. There's always a reason, and we were getting pretty burnt. And we were like, unless one of us sings and really, you know, we do it all ourselves, we're going to stay on this train of build it up, tear it down, build it up, tear it down. Mm. So Canyon being a way better guitarist than I was a drummer, I figured I was. Probably I'll do it. So We put ads out there, and we were just trying out people. And Bakersfield, you know, a lot of people talk shit, but it's a really musical town.
There's a lot of people.
That play. You can throw a rock and hit three musicians in the head.
Yeah, no, it's true. It is true. I've heard that.
So I put an ad out for a drummer and a bassist, and Ted hit us up, and like, so I've told this story a few different cheesy ways, but it's pretty true. Sometimes, because I had my drum set up, people would come over and we'd jam, and you can tell instantly if somebody's got it or not.
Like, right.
Oh, obviously, you don't practice, you don't play. Like, why did you call me?
Right.
But with Ted, it was the opposite. Ted grabs the sticks, gives the drums a little sound check, a little 1, 2, 3, and I'm like, you know, the sun shines, it's coming down. It's like, this is the guy. So Ted joining the band was almost like instant. Like within the end of that first jam session, we were like, the job's yours if you want it.
Nice.
Getting a bassist wasn't as easy. We had to try a few people. It took us a while to get to Barnes. And we actually had a bassist before Barnes. Brother Ray.
Shout out to Brother Ray.
Shout out to Brother Ray.
Hey, 15 shows with Brother Ray.
15 shows with Brother Ray. Yeah, that's the guy you met.
Yeah, that's who you met.
That's why I was like, where'd he go?
Where'd he go?
Because he was really cool.
Yeah. Oh, great guy.
Great dude.
Yeah.
Awesome dude.
Yeah. He just had other commitments that he needed to fulfill.
But yeah.
More power to him. Love the dude.
Yeah, right.
And so we've been together about a little over a year now. A year and 4 months.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Between me and Canyon, or especially my brother, we just have all these songs that we want to you know, write and put out. So now that we're more creative control rather than just being, we had to always tailor our songs to however the singer sounded. Right. We had a very grunge styled singer that was very talented. So obviously we wrote to his strengths.
Right.
We had a more poppy, pop punk kind of vocalist. We wrote to his strengths.
Mm.
And now we're able to feel a little bit more free.
Right.
You know, and Ted came along and Ted fucking rips on the drums.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Rips on the drums.
Hell yeah.
So that kind of helped my brother evolve. And going back, I know I'm all over the place here, but going back to the sound of our music is, I don't know if it takes you got to hear it once or twice, but we're a really dark band. Like, we're dark as fuck. Like, we don't have any songs about love. We have no songs about this. Happiness, or we're here for a good time. No,
we are no girl on the river, dear.
It's all about fucked upness. Yeah,
yeah, it's about the dirty sludge of life. Yeah,
exactly.
With a slight hint of, like, addiction. You know, trying to lift people up. Like, you know, like, hey, we all live in the shit, but it ain't that bad. You know, it's really, it's, I don't know how to describe it. It's easier through song.
That's awesome.
Yeah, no, I'm having a great time.
Where did the name of the band come from? Band of Family.
Oh, man. Well, you know.
Two brothers, family.
And
like I said, we're in a band.
Yeah, going through musicians all the time, we have always, like, we wish there was another brother. So we're like, when we get this next member, we're looking for this next member. We need to be a brother. So Ted came along. Boom. We thought, Band of Family.
Awesome.
You know, we feel like we're.
That's badass.
We're all brothers. So.
See, I couldn't find my Bandits Family t-shirt today, but look, I'm wearing my Cleaver t-shirt.
Shout out to Cleaver. Carlos Cleaver.
The world is gone tour.
Jennifer, turn around.
See, fuck yeah. Family t-shirt. And look, I was going to say, with a side of Band of Family. There you go. See, this is good. You know, go get your merch.
Get your merch.
Do you have a merch site so people can we have
a website.
Some merch. Yep. Yeah, it's bandoffamily.com.
Right. And you know, all of our music, our videos, and everything's up there. Plus, you know, if you want to reach out, you know, we're on social media. It's Band of Family.
Okay.
So you can get merch through there.
Hell yeah.
And, of course, with all of our shows.
Yes, hell yeah. Yeah. They always have a very nice merch little area set up. And you can there, too. At the Rainbow.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
If you want. And then, because they're not like the fucking...
The whiskey.
Shh.
They take your money.
The whiskey. who takes 20% of your merch sales on top of the exorbitant money that you've already paid.
You know,
to
we
play there.
We just played there a couple months ago, and I love it's an iconic spot. And you know what?
I mean, it's worth it. You know,
I see bands playing there all the time, and I don't understand how they do it.
No, but if you can get on a big bill, it's called money.
Right.
If you're willing to pay for the slot,
yeah.
You know what I mean? And depending on who it is that's the headliner is what you're going to pay to, you know, to play the show. And it also is going to be how much the cost of the tickets in general are going to cost for to see that headliner.
Right.
You know what I mean? Every headliner's got a different price, obviously.
Yeah, we played on a random night, and we still had to pay, what, $600?
Yeah.
I've had $600, man.
I used to manage a band, Satanic Johnny. They had to pay one night to open for Doyle. It was $900.
Right.
I had just had a band that I managed called Black Sabbatha that opened for, Quiet Riot.
Yeah.
At the Whiskey, and that was $1,200. And my band Cleaver opened for Puddle of Mud. And I think they had to pay $1,200. And they weren't like prime spots either. Like, I think they paid like $1,200 and it was to play from 7:15 to 7:45.
Oh, man.
And that was just really shitty.
Fuck.
And then Black Sabbath played from like, I think, 8 to 8:30 or some shit. They at least got a little bit of a better spot. But still $1,200.
Yeah, we played at like 9:30. We had a good time slot.
I know you go and you sell tickets, right? You know, you sell. That's the whole point. You sell the tickets for X amount of dollars to make up that amount. So it doesn't come out of your fucking pocket. And then, you know what I mean? You try to get door sales, whatever you can to, like, make up that.
For a band like us that's in Bakersfield, we sold our tickets. It's hard, but, you know, we're putting our fans out by, you know, asking them to buy tickets because most of the time they're donating.
It's hard for you because, you know what I mean? It's hard. I mean, imagine you're not bringing bodies through the door because they're fucking it's Bakersfield.
Yeah, it's far.
So that's why you just keep coming down and playing shows like ours and stuff where you get more exposure and more people see you. And maybe at one point, maybe one of these times I'd like to try to get you on. God damn it. There was an open spot for tonight at the Viper Room. Because my buddy Scum Love, shout out to Scum Love.
Oh man, we'd love to play there too,
Scum
man. It's
Love,
been like 15 years since I've been there.
Does shows on like Wednesdays. I don't know if it's every Wednesday yet, but after the beginning of the year, I think it will be. But he does shows there. It's like Rockaholic Karaoke, and there's a lot of famous people that go there, like that that participate in the karaoke and stuff.
Right.
But he'll have like two bands actually play their own music, and then the rest of the night's like the Rockaholic Karaoke or whatever. And it looks like a lot of fun, and a lot of like I said, a lot of famous musicians show up and just jam out and play and just have a good time and. You know what I mean? And you never know who could show up. It's the fucking Viper Room.
Right. It's an iconic venue.
I think you would get more exposure playing for his shows there than when he had his shows at Skinny's. And I think he might still have them at Skinny's in North Hollywood. But I think once in a while he does a show at the Whiskey also.
Right.
Let's play one of your songs. I want to play, America or Habit. Which one do you want to do?
I say Habit.
Habit? Habit's a fun song.
Yeah.
All right. Let's play Habit. By Band of Family on James Will Talk of the Block, LA Talk Radio Channel 1, and iHeartRadio. Fuck you.
Empty bottles, they're full of cigarettes, and here I'm drowning in a sea of my own regrets. I still enjoy. That's just the way when you're born out on the street. These old habits, they die hard. And where we come from, they don't let us in no fancy bar. In this place where my crystal man, flashing blue and red, long white coats coming, they're coming for you dead. No one cries, no one sheds a tear.
Play America by Band of Family. Jenny's Real Talk on the Block.
This, like, this track should come with a disclaimer about my performance.
Okay, okay, okay. Do the disclaimer first, then we'll play it. What's your disclaimer?
The disclaimer is as my vocal track sucks throughout this entire song.
So
it's much
that
better
means...
now. I can say that you.
It's good.
I can say it's much better now. I'm so still pretty new to being the front man, okay. But this was very new into my singing career, and you could definitely tell. You could hear the lack of confidence in the voice. So feel free to call in, everybody, and let me know how you feel.
Right. Well, let's listen. Let's listen to Paul's suckiness. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Oh no, that's the truth.
Well, you're amazing on stage, so they can see it in person. Yeah. But here we go. America by Band of Family.
Here I am, just a number to you. Another face in the crowd. I'll do my best to stand up and be true. I'll die and make you proud. You always know just where I am and where I sleep at night. Life's getting long, freedom ain't free. We need your kids, we gotta feed the machine. America, what the hell gonna happen to you? You
No one cares for your bruises and cuts, or that you're coming undone. Two strangers share a name, brothers no one said. Heroes told to lie and wait, all victims fight from the grave.
Band of Family from Bakersfield, yes. California. Not Barstow. I'm just kidding.
No, not Barstow.
Bakersfield. Not on the way to Vegas.
No.
I lost interest. As soon as you said you weren't on the way to Vegas, I lost interest. No, I would come visit you, I guess, maybe, sort of, kind of. I get a lot of bands who ask me to come up that way, and I'm just like, because they want me to come see their shows. I get bands from Ontario. Bands from all over the fucking Southern California want me to come see their goddamn shows. Everywhere. Anaheim, Santa Ana, you name it. And it's really, really hard. Even with a car now, I can't see everybody. I apologize. I love all of you. I really do. And as soon as I get my work schedule shit fixed the fuck, you know, anyway. Then, you know, once I get everything first shift and I don't have to work nights anymore, then I'll be more free to go to more concerts. Like I always tell you, just put me on your guest list, plus one, or leave me two tickets at the door. That's all I ever ask. I don't ask for nothing. I don't ask for no money. I don't ask for nothing. And then as soon as I can, I'll fit you into the rotation on my radio show. I'm very popular. I'm usually booked at like 6 months in advance.
So I think really we booked hard. This like 6 months ago.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. Sometimes it's really hard for me because I'm booked up so far in fucking advance. But I don't just deal with bands. I have authors, I have music. I mean, anything you can think of, I have on my show.
Actors,
NFL, WWE,
filmmakers, directors, producers, actors.
Everything you can think of.
Right.
Everything. Just kids.
Poets.
Kids that, you know, kids, like musicians, like everything. I've had everything on this goddamn show. I love that, though, that I have that freedom.
Trying to get a porn actress?
Right.
Actually, I am.
Yeah.
She has a radio show here at the radio station. Amber Lynn, I love you. The first porno I ever watched in my life, I was 16. The Many Shades of
Amber. Was it Amber Lynn or Ginger Lynn?
No, Amber Lynn. Ooh. And it was The Many Shades of Amber, my first porno ever. I was 16. And it was in the 80s.
That's very hairy.
That's dating me. But anyway, she's gorgeous. She's on the wall out here. She's very beautiful. And still, she's very beautiful to this day. Very beautiful. Shout out to Amberlynn. We love you. Shout out to Nathan Young from Youngblood Productions.
Yes.
Shout out to Petey from Petey's Place.
Yes.
Come see our show. We have a show. Let's see. We have a bunch of shows, especially featuring Band of Family.
Right.
Yes.
Come see us.
Come see it this Sunday at the Five Star Bar. They will be playing with some amazing bands. And then we have you on, what, 10:30, 10:15?
10:30 to 11, maybe?
Something like that. Yeah, I'll look. I got so many damn shit. Just come down and watch the show. Lots of fun. Lots and lots of fun. Oh, yes. Goddamn, I have nothing fucking written down. This is just evil. Evil, I tell you. Oh, no. Here we go. Band of Family, 10:15 to 10:45.
There it is.
All right.
That was close.
So we got Anthony Peralta. He plays 8:45 to 9:15. I got Alejandro. Oh, she's bringing... Oh, Claymation is playing 8 to 8:30.
Okay.
Lamp Posts is from 9:30 to 10. Band of Family is 10:15 to 10:45. The Dream Nexus.
Our boys. We're bringing them down.
Yeah. Never dealt with these guys before, so thank you for referring him. That was you. Okay, I got you.
These are our homies. They're fucking dope. Progressive metal.
The Dream Nexus. They look really good.
Super, so
they're going to play like 11 to 11:45 or 11 to 12, whatever. And then Monday night, come to the Rainbow Bar and Grill. We got Time Out playing from 10:30 to 11:15. We got Hell Cross, our buddies from Hell Cross, from 11:30 to 12:15. And Casey Yale from 12:30 to 1:15 a.m. And then we got our New Year's Eve show at the Five Star Bar. Still working all that out, but Band of Family is going to play. And then they're also going to be playing at the Rainbow Bar and Grill on Monday, January 13th at 11:30. Come check that out. And a new band called Conquest. All right, we got to get out of here, but tell everybody where to find you yet again. www.bandoffamily.com. Mm-hmm. Fuck yeah.
Band of Family on all social media.
Hell yeah.
Twitter, Facebook, Instagram.
Fuck yeah. Go check them out. Listen to their music, check out their story, check out their pictures and videos.
We're going to have a new EP coming out soon. So
fuck yeah.
Yeah, we're working on it right now.
Well, let us
new
know
material.
When you're going to release, and then we'll bring you back on the show, and you can play some of that.
Oh yeah,
we're looking forward to it.
And also, make sure you always send me your music so I can feature you on my other radio show. All right, peace out for another week. Next week, we have Black Heroin Gallery.
Oh.
Damn.
Peace out. All right.
Hashtag join the family.
Right.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.